You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com is with us live on the Trocare College Lifeline this morning on WBEN. Her show is heard every weekend here on WBEN. And Jill, before we get into our subject today, I just want to bring up the trade tensions with Canada. Mm-hmm. And this weekend, we had heard that Canada was going to begin a digital services tax on U.S. tech firms. They walked that back last night, and it looks like trade talks are resuming. What do you see happening here?
It's sort of like, just kidding, haha. I think there was a lot that Canada has to lose, way more than the U.S. And so your neighbors to the north, and I would say me as downstate here in New York, I think what they recognized was they wanted to kind of be tough. They wanted to dig in a little bit. But that when the talks were off, I think President Trump just has absolutely no patience for that. And so here we are, talks will be ongoing. And, you know, we are waiting for all of these deals to be consummated. I think at the end of the day, don't forget, because of steel and aluminum tariffs, which are now at 50%, and auto fees that are being imposed, again, Canada has so much more to lose than the United States. So they had to come back to the table. They scrapped this digital services tariff, which, by the way, would have been a pretty big deal if that was the model for the world. If the world said, hey, you know what? Google and Apple and every electronic service that comes in, Facebook, you know, any sort of streaming service, there's going to be a new tax on that. That would have been a big deal. But again, I do think the U.S. has the upper hand in many of these relationships. And when you look at tariffs overall, I think where we are right this minute, right now, where there's a 10% universal tariff that's levied, and maybe the Chinese, we're going to end up at 30%, and there's a tariff on steel and aluminum and cars, that's really what the market had projected way back when, you know, in January. And when the much larger tariffs were announced, that's when the stock market went down. But now that we are where the markets kind of thought we would be, you see that everything's back where the peaks. We actually reached a new closing high last week. So, you know, I think that what we're hearing about all these negotiations, like we're ready to, you know, put this to bed in some respects. But if you're an investor, the markets have looked through it and presumed that everything will land at about where we are right now.
Okay. Well, talks are on, and we'll see how long it takes to reach some sort of deal between the U.S. and Canada. Meanwhile, Jill, all right, July 4th holiday, people feeling summer stuff. While most of us are thinking about vacation, you're thinking about what can we do with our money at the midpoint of the year, which is always great. I made my mid-year money move, Jill, And we got new patio furniture. So that was, I'm sure that's on your list.
Yeah, that's not exactly the moves that I was thinking about, man. But I love the spirit. I really do. And you probably got it before the tariffs were imposed. So that's good. Okay. One of the things that I believe to my core is that we often will concentrate on the things that we have absolutely zero control over. So you might be like, oh my God, the big, beautiful bill is going to... Okay. Take a deep breath, because what you can do right now is look at your own finances. Look at your spending from the first half of the year, like Brian and his family. You can like figure out how much money you've spent and maybe find other ways to do something with some of your money. Maybe it's with your streaming services. You know, I don't know. I saw this number just blew my mind. The average U.S. adult spends over $1,000 a year on subscriptions. So again, bank statements, credit card bills, look at those automatic subscriptions in your on your iPhone, on your Google device. Is there something you can scrap where you can have that money available so that you too can buy patio furniture soon, or you can pay down debt, or you can put more money in savings? And while you're at it, you're going to look and see if there are any fees that you can avoid. There's a lot of fees that are out there still, even though the Biden administration and now the Trump administration has basically banned these junk fees. But you got to be on the lookout, because no one's looking out for you except you.
Those subscriptions are a killer, right? And so many of us forget to cancel them after we start them.
Yes. I would say that my favorite thing, especially during the pandemic, was I always ended up with some subscription to like BritBox, where I wanted to watch one season of some British crime drama. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I never use that. So look at that. You know, the other area where I think you can make a big impact is looking at your insurance coverage. Now, in some cases, when you think about your life so far in the last 6 months, maybe something changed for you. You know, maybe you had a baby, maybe you got married, maybe you got divorced, maybe you got some new diagnosis. This is a good moment to check in with your insurance coverage. So it's health insurance, but I think obviously life insurance and auto and home insurance, which have gone up dramatically. I mean, homeowners insurance up like 25% in the last 3 years, and auto insurance is up by 50% since the pandemic. These are areas where if you shop around a little bit, you may be able to actually have some savings. And this to me is important. And I will just say that when you talk about savings, one other thing, you know, we complain so much about high interest rates. I cannot believe how many people are still sitting in like 0.03% bank accounts. Guys, it has been, you can get 3-4% just by looking around. Go online, make sure that you ask your financial institution, hey, am I getting the best rate that you guys offer? Sometimes they don't automatically give it to you. You have to ask for it.
Never really thought of that. I just pull my money and say, if you don't give it to me, it went over here where, I mean, the rates are still, you know, it's pretty nice to see the extra money flowing in.
It sure is. Absolutely.
Having things just kind of sitting there. You know, when you say to review things, insurance, retirement accounts, you know, all of these things that you look at, you really should be looking at this. So, I mean, how often? Is it every year? Is it every 6 months? I mean, when is like the refresh rate that you should kind of have?
I think that in general, you have a cadence of once a year for a big financial plan update. Like, hey, I think at the 6 month period right now is a good moment to just say, has something changed that might really prompt you to do something? Also, I think because the news flow has been so intense and there's so much coming at everybody, you know, you're going to hear a lot about, oh, how does this bill impact you and your money? And the answer is nothing is going to happen for this year, 2020. So why don't you look at what is today your financial life? And that way you can really take a look and say, what can I do in the future? I think that for investors, I know there are people who look at it every day. I think you guys are all insane and need hobbies, but okay, fine. For me, when you want to review and rebalance your retirement accounts, it's, you know, once or twice a year. That's all you need. And you just want to see, are there old accounts that I can move into this current plan that I have? Are there other areas where I want to consolidate? Is my portfolio, is my retirement account, is it in line with what I want it to look like? 50% stocks, 50% bonds, or 70-30, whatever it is. And if you can afford it, if life got better for you financially in the first 6 months of the year, maybe you bump up your retirement account contributions, because you might be able to put more money away in the last 6 months of the year than you did in the first 6 months of the year. Wow, that's so awesome. It's something you can do right now.
Well, hopefully it's something that you you kind of kickstarted with us this morning.
I hope so.
All right. Have a good week. Happy 4th.
Take care. Thank you. You too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.